Kate Miller into the game.
I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did.
22nd timeout with the Lakers.
I thought the pig would win the Oscar.
111-89.
You ever see the Oscar?
Be quiet.
All right, it is 11:01 p.m. on Sunday, June 6, 2021, and this is basketball this week done quickly. Breathing hard, and when breathing hard, words harder. Anyway, potentially the last episode done inside the done in the bedroom studio for a while. Should be moving to the living room studio after this. Probably should have done it tonight, but my poor neighbors. But anyway, I'll move over there Wednesday. So yeah, it's been an exciting playoffs. Lots of good games. We're kind of at that sad part of the year now where the games, we go from having three games on a night to two games on in the middle of the day. It definitely cuts into the evening, or doesn't cut into the evening, but leaves the evening quite empty. That's very sad, but at least we have the second round, and the second round's good. It's been good so far of what we've seen. Some teams have been eliminated since we last talked on Thursday. I'll make sure to suit them in their proper space. But there is some news. Terry Stotts was let go from the Portland Trail Blazers. They're talking about replacing him with Chauncey Billups. They also were talking about replacing him with Jason Kidd, but they seem to have luckily pulled up from that. But I don't know if it was necessarily Terry Stotts' fault that team didn't win. I think it was their GM. I don't know what Stotts could have done to get those guys to play defense. Now, they have been one of the worst defensive teams for his entire run, and I guess you could blame that on him, but I don't know, man. He didn't consistently sign all the worst defensive players in the league. Like, it's almost like they're Ulshley is going out and looking for guys who are really bad at defense to sign to the Blazers, which makes me wonder what type of coach he's going to hire, especially if he was rumored to be into hiring Jason Kidd, if that was like something he was actually thinking about doing. That's troubling to say the least. But Chauncey Billups, I think, has quite a lot of potential, so if that's where the way they go, I can understand that for sure. But at the very least, we know things are going to change in Portland. I don't know if this means they're moving CJ or what, but things are going to be different next year for sure, at least a little bit. Other news, James Harden was hurt. It's rough to watch. In the first play, he kind of pulled up his, not the first play, but like in the first sequence, he pulled up on, and he just knew something wasn't right. That's always nothing you ever want to see. And somehow the Bucks still lost that game. They played very poorly. And the Nets played fairly well. They got a lot out of Blake Griffin, which shouldn't be surprised. He was really bad the first half of this year, but he wasn't that bad last year. So shouldn't be that surprising that he played well, and he did, and the Bucks did not. They got very little from their guards, very little from their bench, very little just in general. So they lost, and Coach Bud is getting killed again. His rotations are all weird. So here we go again. I think if Harden is hurt long term, and this sounds like an injury that may stop Harden from playing again in this playoff series, and I think the Bucks should win. They should have enough to win against the Nets with no Harden. They should. But you never know what you're going to get from the Bucks. So we'll see. And speaking of players who were hurt, Joel Embiid, he managed to be healthy enough to play today, but the Sixers still pretty much got killed 90% of that game. I didn't watch it because it was on at 10 a.m. I actually woke up around 10 a.m. just naturally, looked and saw that maybe it was like 10:30. I looked at the score and thought it was a blowout. I was like, fuck that. And I went back to sleep for another couple of hours. And I think I woke up at like 11 and it was still a blowout. So went back to sleep. And then I woke up at like 12:15 and the Sixers had managed to pull the game within like 10 points. I was like, all right, fine. I'll get up and watch this last minute of this game. And it was a funny last minute. I'm glad I got to see that. It was total clown shoes. Glad I got to see that. But I still think the Sixers are going to win the series fairly easily. But the Hawks really brought it to them. So the Sixers aren't going to be able to mess around with the Hawks, which what I'm guessing they probably thought they would do in the first round, because that's the way the Sixers play. That's the way Doc Rivers teams play. They don't give teams a allotted amount of respect, and it shows in results like this. Anyway, though, that's the news for now. And of course, you know, the Mavs lost a game 7 to the Clippers. It was a close game for about 3.5 quarters, and then the Clippers just took it. They just took the game from them. And, you know, for a team that gets as much shit as the Clippers get, you know, they showed something tonight for sure. But anyway, the poor Mavs. But they'll get saluted in their due time, which I think is now. We'll go ahead and start with the Los Angeles Lakers. In the NBA, health is everything, and the Lakers did not have that health this year. They had many injuries over the year that stopped them from maintaining any chemistry, and in the playoffs, they lost AD. That's definitely not the Lakers doing the most they can with that roster, for sure. But luckily for them, they'll have plenty of time now to go home and get healthy and get right, and also they'll have a full training camp to hopefully work on some things and get players fully acclimated into the system and get everything going. I think the time will be good for them. The Portland Trail Blazers, they have Dame Lillard. They have a chance to get a new coach. I always thought that Stotts was a little bit overrated. They passed on Jason Kidd, so they at least know something. They have a chance to change the way they approach basketball, which is something they've needed to do for a while, and they're finally doing that now. They have some players on their roster they can use to trade around and maybe get more defensive-minded. So I think even though We've mostly seen the Trailblazers end in this result, they finally seem to finally be breaking from the cycle of repeating the same mistakes and wondering why things are different. At least is what it looks like right now. And the Dallas Mavericks, they got as close as you can get to the next round. They got to Game 7. And they even managed to get a lead in the second half of Game 7. Clippers were just too good, though, and what can you do? They got as close as they could. Luka is on his way to being one of the best players in the league, so the future for them is definitely bright. They need to make some moves. It doesn't, and they may not be able to do a lot in the short term because Luka is too good for them to really tank. But they need to change things up a bit. But they have a long time to do it. They have Luka for many, many, many years to come. So, yeah, even if things aren't moving as fast as Mavericks fans might have, they have a bright future. To the Los Angeles Lakers, I salute you. The Portland Trail Blazers, I salute you. The Dallas Mavericks, I salute you. All right, that's it for the show. Good to talk with y'all, as always. Next show should be Wednesday. Take care, my beautiful friends. Goodbye.